The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Once there was a rich man who dressed in purple and linen and feasted splendidly every day. At his gate lay a beggar named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. Lazarus longed to eat the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. The dogs even came and licked his sores. Eventually, the beggar died. He was carried by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man likewise died and was buried. From the abode of the dead, there he was in torment. He raised his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus resting in his bosom. He called out, 'Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water to refresh my tongue, for I am tortured in these flames.' My child," replied Abraham, "remember that you were well off in your lifetime, while Lazarus was in misery. Now he has found consolation here, but you have found torment. And that is not all. Between you and us, there is fixed a great abyss, so that those who might wish to pass from here to you cannot do so, nor can anyone come and cross from your side to us." "Father, I ask you then," the rich man said, "send him to my father's home, where I have five brothers. Let him be a warning to them, so that they may not end in the place of torment." Abraham answered, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." "No, Father Abraham," replied the rich man, "but if someone could only go from the dead to them, then they would repent." Abraham said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if one should rise from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. I thought on the first day of October we should speak about the Rosary. First, does everyone here have a Rosary? Let no one of you be without a Rosary. Secondly, how many of you carry a Rosary with you? The Rosary is not only part of our Catholic devotion. It is part of our Catholic faith. Although what we now call the Rosary had been in practice before Saint Dominic, it is however Saint Dominic who popularized the recitation of the Rosary from the 13th century and his followers ever since. It was through the Rosary that Saint Dominic checked the devastating heresy of Albigensianism in France and Spain in the late 12th and early 13th century. What was that heresy? It was the resurgent Manichaeism, according to which There are two final sources of everything in this world. There is a good God who is a source of everything good, and there's an evil deity who is the source of everything bad. The Manichaeans, and then the Albigensians following them, denied the sanctity of marriage. The Manichaeans, they claimed that theirs was the only true philosophy of life, on which grounds then Christianity is in error. Over 50 dioceses in France with their bishops were infected by Albigensianism. And St. Dominic, the founder of the Dominicans, then organized his followers, beginning, let's say it, with a woman whom he organized as a contemplative order to pray, and pray especially before the Blessed Sacrament, reciting the Rosary. Thanks to the Rosary, the Albigensian heresy was checked in Western Europe. Over the centuries after St. Dominic, the Rosary became the principal means by which the Muslims were not able to conquer Europe. And our own Litany of Our Lady was made public and official in the Roman Catholic Church because of the phenomenal success, as I'm sure you remember, at Lepanto, when the Muslims were defeated. The Christian forces were very small, for the then whole Catholic world, under orders of the Holy Father, prayed the Rosary. The Rosary saved Europe from Islam. In our day, the Rosary has been especially urged by one pope after another. Notably, you'd never guess, Pope Leo XIII, until our present Holy Father, the most intellectual pope in the Church's history, the present pope. I never had the Holy Father in class. He'd get the highest grades in theology of any pope in the Church's history. Pope Leo XIII had at least 10 encyclicals just on the Rosary to stem the tide of what became, as we know, modernism that has plagued the Catholic Church ever since. But thank God, modernism was stemmed through the Rosary. The more recent popes, especially Pope Pius XII, Paul VI, and our present Holy Father, pleading with the faithful to recite the Rosary every day. I hesitate asking this question, but I can't lose. How many of you recite the Rosary every day? Thanks. I noticed a few hands were not raised. our next class is still in October, isn't it? I will ask once more, want every hand to be up. Why the rosary in modern times? The most devastating, behind even calling it a heresy, that has pervaded so much of the whole world, including our own beloved country. The plague of godlessness, of atheism, what I've learned to call the new paganism. The old paganism had many gods, the old Babylonians and Egyptians, and the modern Buddhists and Hindus, hundreds of deities. Oh, but there's a new paganism, strictly monotheistic. And you don't dare quarrel with that monotheism. There's only one God, and that God. And in English we made sure we capitalized two words, pardon me. Even those who don't capitalize the word God, from the first grade when they learn spelling, they are told to be sure to capitalize the pronoun I. This new paganism, where each person is the arbiter of his own moral life, is widely pervasive, destructively ruining the Western world. We had our course on the Holy Fathers, Splendor of the Truth. In one sentence, that is what the Holy Fathers' encyclical, Splendor of Veritatis, is all about. As the Holy Father explains, truth for so many, especially in the once Christian world of the West. Truth is what my mind decides is the truth. Each person's conscience, therefore, independent of the God to whom we obey better, to whom we owe complete obedience, independent of this God. Each person's mind is the final arbiter of what a person is to believe, and above all, what each person considers is good and therefore morally permissible. This Wednesday, I'll be in New Mexico and will not therefore be able to give the next teleconference from here in Detroit. I'll be in New Mexico, but we've anticipated there will be a teleconference at 7:30 Eastern Time this coming Wednesday, to be broadcast from Detroit. And the subject is Psychology and Christian Chastity. And the subtitle is The Catholic Evaluation of Sex Education. And each person's mind and therefore each person's will decides how we are to obey the laws that Catholics claim come from God on the practice of chastity. And I quote in next Wednesday's conference that in 1968, when the Holy Father published Humanae Vitae, condemning contraception, before the end of the year, as I'm sure many, if not most of you know, bishops of the Catholic Church met in one country after another to pass judgment on the Vicar of Christ, including the American hierarchy. There were two documents on contraception of Pope Paul VI as the Vicar of Christ, called Human Life, Humanae Vitae. There was another equally long document by the American bishops called Human Life in Our Day, openly contradicting the teaching of the Vicar of Christ. This homily is on the Rosary. My 26th year in working for the Holy See, there is only one crisis in the Catholic Church. Can be expressed in one word: bishops. Is it any wonder the Archdiocese of Detroit closes 42 parishes in less than 2 years? Or Chicago, again in less than 2 years, close 62 parishes? Is it any wonder? Only those Catholic churches will survive. Only those dioceses where bishops, priests, religious, and the faithful still believe that the Bishop of Rome is the Vicar of Christ, whom everyone, including the bishops, must obey. I wouldn't have, what word shall I use, the courage or the gall to speak this way, except I am working unworthily for the Holy See. Recite your rosary and pray for bishops. I have a name for the heresy that is pervading the Catholic Church today. You'd never guess. Episcopalianism. Episcopus in Latin is bishop. My friends, you will find this in every English dictionary. Papist. The word, the Episcopalians, you know, the Anglicans, where the bishop sided with the lecherous Henry VIII against the Pope. The word papist was coined by the Anglicans to identify and, believe me, and to label, and not in compliment, those stupid people who still believe Now the Bishop of Rome, the Pope, is the head of Christianity in this world. My dear fellow papists, may I beg you to recite the Rosary for the grave needs of the Catholic Church in our day, and especially how the bishops as successors of the apostles may have the humility and for many of them the courage to stand firm in spite of the powerful pressure exerted on them to ignore the teachings of Christ's vicar, Mary, Mother of God, Mother of the Church, Queen of the Holy Rosary, obtain for us something of your deep faith, in your Son's divinity and in the authority of that converted sinner, Peter, as head of the church which your Son founded. Give us, from the grace provided by your Son, to follow in your footsteps, because, dear Mother, you are indeed the Mother of God, but you are also the Queen of Martyrs. Mary, help us to live a martyr's life in today's Christless world, so that led by you to the grace of your Son, we may join him and you in that heavenly eternity for which we were made. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.